Do you ever feel alone, isolated, and persecuted? Well, Mother Teresa once wrote that loneliness and the feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty. Does that feel like your reality? Well, allow me to open the door to your new reality. You aren't alone, and you are wanted. You are surrounded by so great a crowd of others who can help you strip off every unnecessary burden, weight, persecution, and sin that entangles you. But have you ever felt alone and persecuted for doing what you thought was right? Well, the theme for this meditation from Matthew chapter 5 is being known and being free. Setting your eyes on Jesus and running with the crowd of others that seek to worship Him. Do not live life alone, but celebrate the freedom found in Christ alone. So to begin your meditation, let's slip into a time and a place where you can become aware of and reflect upon the protection of God. Take this opening moment now to center your mind, close your eyes, and quiet your breathing. For a moment, rest in silence on contemplating the benevolence and the care of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Safe in this sanctuary, listen and respond to this reading from James chapter 1, and as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution, and may the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. Blessed, happy, spiritually prosperous, and favored by God is the man who is steadfast under trial and perseveres when tempted. So, Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution. For when the persecuted pass the test and been approved, they will receive the victor's crown of life. So, Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution. They will receive the reward which the Lord has promised to those who love Him. So, Heavenly Father, bless me now in my persecution. Spend a few more moments now being embraced by the divine presence, secure and blessed in the arms of God. You know, we often classify some feelings as good and some as bad. But feelings are just that. They have no power. So let's begin there. What are your thoughts and feelings right now? Whatever they are, let them begin to fuel your beginning time in prayer. Take note of your emotions. What are you facing right now? Regardless of what it is, let this be your contemplation for a moment. Whisper your need to God. Thank the Holy Spirit for this awareness. Do you feel tormented, oppressed, or tortured by the world? Before this next minute, gently whisper, Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution. center on this prayer. Bless me in my persecution. Now proceed by centering on your breathing. Let the silence continue as you deliberately focus on the loving care of God. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, "Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution." As you continue to breathe deeply, in through your nose and out through your mouth, notice the Holy Spirit covering you in the peaceful healing of God. Even as you center on your breathing, your mind may drift. That's to be expected, but certainly not worthy of judgment. So center back on your breathing. I will give you another minute, but try counting back from 10, and with each exhale, silently whisper, "Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution." As you breathe, stay centered now on the joy of Christ. Become deeply aware of the help of the Holy Spirit and mindful of the peace of God. Does your mind wander to thoughts of fear? Does it drift towards guilt or shame? Well, simply pause, breathe, and center back on being known and healed by God. Take another minute to stay centered as you whisper your centering prayer. Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution. Continue on now as you listen to this passage. These words of truth from Matthew chapter 5, verse 10, and we'll begin in the New Living Translation. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Which words seem to open your mind wider to the presence of God? Well, listen once more and silently reflect on what you think God wants you to hear. God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. What in this passage resonated most deeply from this second reading? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to relax and center on resting in the secure arms of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from a wider reading in the New International Version. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. What truth in this reading gave you the most joy? Well, for this next minute, return to your breathing and be mindful of living a life blessed and protected from persecution. In this third reading, let the scripture softly resonate in deeper reflection as you listen from the New International Reader's Version. Blessed are those who suffer for doing what is right. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people make fun of you and hurt you because of me. You are also blessed when they tell all kinds of evil lies about you because of me. So be joyful and glad. Your reward in heaven is great. In the same way, people hurt the prophets who lived long ago. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What is God calling you to do right now? How does He want you to come to Him? Well, I want to give you this minute for that to be your contemplation. And if your mind drifts, just acknowledge it, then pause, relax, and bring your attention back to your breath as you whisper, Heavenly Father, bless me in my persecution. Now resting in a quiet moment of imaginative contemplation, I want you to see yourself walking through the green pastures, but not alone, in the presence of God. Keep walking beside the still water, not in isolation, but feel the abiding presence of Christ within you, your hope of glory. Now look ahead. See the dark valley. Do you feel the weight of judgment and persecution? Are you tempted to stop here and turn back? Well, feel the hand of God squeezing your hand a bit tighter. Feel the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You aren't alone. You are never alone. So take this next minute to become mindful of the ever-present guidance, care, and comfort of God. Center once more in your breathing, and when you're ready, and not a moment before, slowly start to open your eyes. How do you feel? Different than when we started? Well, I pray that you feel at peace, comforted and nurtured by God, even in the midst of your persecution. And as you walk along the path today, be mindful of someone you may meet that is facing their own times of judgment. How might God use you to bring peace and healing to another? So let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember that God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. So may you know the blessing of Christ, the abiding help of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the healing way of God now and always. Amen.